You may have seen my story on Stuff About JH Aotearoa, a Christian camp adventure experience founded by National Party candidate Greg Fleming. National leader Christopher Luxon has also attended, endorsed and donated to the group, though Luxon told me he condemns the views now held by the original founding organisation, JH Ranch California, a camp which Luxon also attended in 2018 to visit his son. The US Statement of Faith says that homosexuality is considered a sinful perversion listed alongside sex with animals or a relative. Quote, "We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex." It also says JH Ranch believes that trans people should be forbidden from expressing their gender identity. Quote, "We believe that God disapproves and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance, and no sex before marriage either. Quote, "We believe that God has commanded that no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of marriage between one man and one woman." JH Ranch Aotearoa told me, "Our focus and content is not on the areas you outlined." I caught up with founder and former trustee of JH Aotearoa, Greg Fleming.
I haven't been involved with JH since 2015. I don't know what these statements are.
Right, so just on the record, JH Ranch California has a statement of faith which says that homosexuality is a sinful perversion. Does JH Ranch Aotearoa share those values?
Again, I haven't been involved with JH since 2015, so yeah, couldn't comment on that, sorry.
When you established it, though, and when you were a trustee of JH Ranch Aotearoa, was that part of the values system, that homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex?
No.
That was never something that was articulated as a statement of faith or taught as part of the program?
No.
Okay. JH Ranch Aotearoa is born of JH Ranch California, right?
Once again, I haven't been involved with JH since 2015, so any comments around JH today are best directed to the directors of today.
Totally, and I'll put these to them as well. Yeah. Do you share those views, though? Is that because you've made comments about comparing same-sex civil unions to polygamy and incest in the past?
So I did a really substantial interview with Jonathan Milne last week, and his article, I think, is a really good representation of where I'm at. So rather than traversing that territory again, I just direct you towards his article.
Just on this, though, it's kind of a similar sentiment as shared in the statement of faith of an organisation that you've played quite a significant role in the past. So I'm just wondering if it is a sentiment that you believe.
Well, again, as I say, I reckon Jonathan gave it a really good treatment just last week, and so the best place to go to would be to that. I think that article is a fair representation of where I'm at.
But this is more in the context of JH Ranch and in the statement of faith. So is it the same? I mean, it is the same sentiment you've expressed.
I genuinely think that all of the questions that you're asking are really well covered by Jonathan's article.
Okay. Why was the website scrubbed of your involvement?
Because I wasn't involved with JH after 2015.
But even in terms of your role as a kind of founder and trustee and things, why was that taken off?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Your endorsement was scrubbed as well about the same time that your polygamy and incest comments were made or came to light.
Oh, right. I'm not aware of it at all. As I say, I haven't been involved with JH since 2015. So I don't know about any of that.
Were you the one that invited Christopher Luxon along to JH Ranch back in 2015, I think it was?
No, I wasn't. No, I didn't know Christopher. I got to know Christopher after that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, cool. And, so do you still, you don't have anything to do with JH Ranch anymore?
No, it hasn't been for 8 years, yeah.
Okay, one of the other things in that statement of faith that talks about gender expression, we believe that God disapproves and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance. Is that something you believe in?
Once again, really, really happy with the way that that Jonathan covered that. So I had about an hours long chat with Jonathan at his house.
Yeah, that's all. That's all good.
I'm just covered that really well.
I'm just asking now.
So I've got nothing to add to what I said to Jonathan. Yeah.
All right, but would you just say to me, sorry, just in the context of the statement of faith, that we believe that God disapproves and forbids any attempt to alter?
I'm really, as I say, covered it in full detail with Jonathan, really happy with the comments I made to his, nothing further to add to that.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose I'm just trying to get a sense of you, the man, probably going into Parliament shortly and whether you share some of these views. It's a pretty straight-up question.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm really happy with me, the man. I've been to be in Parliament a week and a half, as represented by Jonathan's article. So,
okay, you don't want to just clear it up now? I'm giving you an opportunity.
I feel like I covered it really well in Jonathan's article, and I've nothing to add to that.
So I'm just asking you really straight up, do you believe that homosexuality is a sinful perversion? It's a really simple question.
And I'm saying that I answered all of that with all of the detail and the nuance and the context of it and fully with Jonathan last week, and I've nothing to add to that.
When you get into the Parliament, Greg, when you get into the Parliament, you're going to be asked a whole lot of questions by a whole lot of different journalists and media organisations, and there is an expectation when you're paid by the taxpayer that you answer them. So can you tell me if you believe homosexuality is a sin?
And I answered all those questions really well in my conversation with Jonathan last week.
All good, I hear that. I'm asking you now. I'm asking you now, just yes or no.
I have nothing further to add, and I really need to get back to my campaigning, but thank you very much for the call.
All right, all the best.
Okay, cheers,
take care.
Dover.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget there are full episodes of the pod every Thursday. Follow Tova on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, or visit stuff.co.nz/Tova.
If you like this podcast, please support our work. Visit stuff.co.nz/support.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Blair. I played the great game of rugby league for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and the Mighty Warriors.
And I'm Goran Paladin, sports presenter and rugby league fanatic.
I won a World Cup too. I played 51 tests for New Zealand.
Yeah, he's a national treasure, people. Come on. Blairy and I, we're joining forces for a brand new rugby league podcast called League of Our Own.
Each week we talk Kiwis across the NRL and of course everything Waz.
All the big names, the big stories.
And some of my own stories too.
Well, if we can make them fit.
We'll make time.
Okay. League of Our Own with Blairy and Goran. Proudly brought to you by Snap Rentals.
You can listen through stuff.co.nz or wherever you get your podcast.
Mate, your stories are way too long, eh?
Nah, we've got to take them on a journey.
Oh, the journey. Yeah, of course.